they get so afraid that, of course, you know, they're going to believe their mom and daddy, and they just get so afraid.
Well, anytime anybody tries to dominate anybody else by fear, that's just not the way to manipulate
people. No, it isn't the way to manipulate things at all.
What do people sometimes say you might see in a graveyard if you walk through at night?
Ghosts.
Okay. What are some other names you might call them?
Spirits.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the ghost stories that Granddaddy, your great-granddaddy, my daddy, used to tell. You were just...
I wish you could, too. I haven't heard a good ghost story since Joe Andrew used to take us when we were little kids and scare the dickens out of us.
Well, let me see if I can think of one.
Okay.
There were some bad boys that made it up to scare a young man. They knew he was scary. And he was courting a girl, and he'd have to go backwards and forwards on the same way every time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a narrow road through the woods. And these boys made it up that they was going to scare him. So they fixed up a straw man and put it in the middle of the road and tied a rope to it so they could raise it up and put a sheet over it and fixed the sheet so they could pull the sheet and the man up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So this young man always whistled because he was afraid, and I reckon you've heard of people whistling in the dark to keep the boogers off. Well, he did. He whistled. So they knew he was coming, so they were all ready for him. They were hidden out and up in the trees, ready to pull. One pulling one thing and one another, but they had it all fixed up. And so they begun, when he got just in sight, they begun pulling it up a little bit, and then they'd let it back down. Then they'd pull it up a little bit and let it back down, and then they'd pull it up. And they said that that young man just ran all the way home as hard as he could go and fell in at the door. I think it was, I don't know whether it was a couple of miles, I believe they said. You see, people lived far apart back then. And he was so exhausted and so scared, he couldn't even tell what had happened to him. And it was, he finally told them he saw a ghost. And nobody could make him believe anything else because he knew he saw a ghost. And it was these bad boys that had fixed this and lifted it up with a rope so it would go up and down in front of him.
There was one time when Ed and Elrod had us, as was our GA leader, and we were going, that's when they lived over there at the trade school, and we went over there and we were going to spend the night, so they took us out, you know, Alley's Chapel, little church out there?
That's where I first joined the church.
Oh, really? And they took us out there, and they had some of the trade school boys, and we went out there about 11:30, and waiting. There'd always been a story, you know, that Alley's Chapel had a ghost, so we were sitting out there waiting, and all of a sudden through the woods we see these white forms floating by. You know, we were just little kids, you know, 6 and 7 years old, and I mean, we got scared as we could be, you know, and it wasn't until later we found out what they'd done. they really look like ghosts, though, from far off.
Well, I don't think it's right to scare children that way. Scare anybody that way, as far as that's concerned, even to scare a grown person that's afraid of things like that. It's too bad. And another ghost story.